Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Tuesday morning. It's just Monday. It's already been a long week. It's just Monday. That's never a good sign. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Tupelo, if you're not in Starkville, it's still easy. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, get it delivered right to your door. You enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
It is what's for dinner. There is some beef on the menu tonight, but I am going to trick my children.
How are you going to do
that? So I've got some steak sitting out, right? I got a nice skirt steak that I'm going to cook up, but I've also got two deer skirt steaks. I'm not telling them about it.
You going to feed them the deer?
Yeah, and then see if they like it and go from there.
You invited me over food the other night.
Yeah,
I was out of town. Maybe I'm getting QB sneaked here by Brian. Some deer, some alligator. You never know.
It was not.
But you just told me the method.
Man. It wasn't beef either. So you know, it's not an issue. That said, you should come over for dinner
sometime. Oh yeah.
Anyway, if you're looking to make a great weeknight meal like I am tonight, beef is always a great idea. It cooks quick. It's delicious. It's versatile to go with any recipe. If you're looking for recipes, go to msbeef.org. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State at College Corner. Great gifts for dad available at College Corner. Not just clothes, but stuff for the house, the tailgate, the car, wherever dad wants to show off that he's a bulldog. Two locations in the Jackson area. They're originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good folks over at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We have a funny story in just a minute from Carlo.
Yes, we do.
But we do have to start on a more serious and kind of a sad note. Paul Jones over at On Three is going through some tough times right now. I don't know if you've seen this, Carlo. It's over. There's a post on the board about it. If you've kept up with Paul these past few months, you know he's been suffering with some kidney problems. Apparently, right now he's in ICU. They had to do some emergency surgery on him. They expect him to be in the hospital for another week or so. So we just want to say, you know, from those of us here, because we love Paul. Paul's a great friend. He's actually a neighbor. He lives right down the street from me. And I think that deer meat I'm cooking tonight, I actually got it from him.
Oh, wow.
So, Paul, we love you, man. We want you to pull through. And I hope you're going to feel better very, very soon. He should be back on his feet. They said it'd be about a week after the surgery. So hopefully get him back up and running very soon. You know, this is his time of year where, you know, I was thinking about him yesterday with all those recruitment, all the commitments coming in. Paul would normally be the guy knocking out all of those commits and getting the stories written. So Paul and his family, if they need anything from me or Carlo, please do not hesitate to ask us, and we're more than happy to help in any way that we can. So we're just thinking of Paul. And we want you guys to keep him in your prayers going forward. Let's brighten the mood a little bit. So you went to a concert this weekend.
I did.
Before we get into any MSU sports, we're going to tell this story. Go.
Okay, so I went to Bonnaroo this weekend. I've gone the last couple of years. So Kesha's playing Sunday night, but she had a
– Kesha. Oh, okay. I know Kesha.
Fine. These festivals, you see everybody.
I know who she
anyway,
is.
Anyway, Kesha, she was great, by the way.
I'm sure.
She
great
was,
entertainer.
She was great. Saturday, she plays like a little smaller show.
Uh-huh.
And out of everybody that she could have brought out in the entire world, she brought out Weird Al. Weird Al and Kesha will forever be in the same sentence as in my brain. And
was that?
it was weird.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing I hear when he's getting, or I think about when he gets brought out, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
The plan is
everyone's
better.
like, listen to Weird Al, listen to Weird Al. I'm like, I'm not doing it. Well,
Now you've
the
done it.
universe
Did
wants
he
me
play
to
the
do it.
accordion while he was up there?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think,
Yeah.
yeah, I think so. He
Okay.
wasn't out there for very long, but he
He
was,
did a song with her.
yeah. But he also played his own set, which I went by. I only was there for a few minutes, but I heard their Nirvana
You heard.
spinoff.
Yeah.
There was another one I heard too, but it was weird. I mean,
That's the point. Yeah.
people were laughing, and usually at concerts are cheering.
Yeah.
So yes, all you TNL listeners, you got your wish
That's hilarious.
by force and accident that I
That is
listened
one of those
to
things.
Weird Al.
They say God works in mysterious ways.
That
There
there you
it
go.
is. There it
Yeah.
is right there.
That
So.
was so funny. When he came out, I like couldn't turn to anybody. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so funny.
That's just great. That's great. Weird Al at Bonnaroo. Fantastic. All right, let's get into the sports now. Enough seriousness slash humor. The movie Moneyball. I'm not a huge fan of that movie because it leaves out some big.
We've talked about
There's
this.
some big plot holes in that movie.
Yeah. They were not starving for pitching.
That team was really, really good.
Yeah.
But what they make a comment in there about we can't replace Jason Giambi, but maybe we can recreate him in the aggregate. And they talk about trying to find guys and they can divvy up the percentages and you get the same percentage. So it got me thinking about Kamario Taylor and Jeff Lebby. Lebby, despite all his faults, knows how to coach offense. All right.
Definitely.
He can call plays. Now, I don't want to go too deep down the rabbit hole of, is he a good head coach or not? He is a good play caller. I don't have any doubt about that. So what I've done is this, because we're looking at Kamario Taylor, and the question is going to be asked of it's going to be asked of all of us, media days now, just over a month away. When we get to media days, if you do an interview about Mississippi State, if I do an interview about Mississippi State, they're going to be like, what do you expect from Kamario Taylor? So what I wanted to do was try to figure out what can we realistically expect. And this is all, look, these numbers are, these are not hypotheticals. These are numbers that actually happened, and I've done the math. I actually did some math
I see it,
today.
guys. He's not lying. He's got
I
a
got a sheet right
paper and
here.
pen.
Can you see that? Let me pull up my
Yeah,
camera.
doctor's handwriting, but it's still on there.
When I was a kid, I burned the tip of my finger, so I don't hold the pen like this anymore. I hold it like that because I had to do it for like a month,
Yeah.
and I've just stuck with
Turns
it.
into a
And
habit.
my handwriting is awful. I really could pass for a doctor, as bad as it is. All right. If you're listening out there and you're a doctor and you're offended by that, you shouldn't be because you have terrible handwriting. So
I feel like it's part of
it's just, I think it's part of
medical
it.
school.
They're like, now you're going to be really smart, but in return, your handwriting will be
Just
illegible.
put something on the
Yeah,
paper.
just, yeah.
They'll figure it out.
And somehow, and then I think the smartest people are the pharmacists.
Have to read
They
it.
under, they're like, okay, yeah, I know what this says. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I know what this chicken scratch
Yeah.
reads.
Okay. Yeah. Irbesartan. I got it. Sure. So here we go. So this is every year that Lebby was the primary play caller. So we start in 2019 at UCF with Dillon Gabriel. Gabriel that year threw for 3,653 yards, 29 touchdowns, 7 picks. He rushed for only 78 yards and 4 touchdowns. Not a lot of running for Dillon Gabriel in this one. All right. A lot of running in the next 2 years. So that's when he goes to Ole Miss. So Matt Corral, junior season, 3,337 yards, 29 touchdowns, 14 picks. I've talked about that number so many times. 14 is the biggest number on the interception side of things. And we've talked about it a million times. 11 of those picks were in 2 games. He threw 6 interceptions against Arkansas. He threw 5 interceptions against LSU. The rest of the year, he only threw 3 interceptions. But those
Wow.
really bad weather days, just not a good day to be Matt Corral. The next year, he was much better in terms of that. 3,349 yards, 20 touchdowns, 3 picks.
That sounds more like,
Those 2 years, he rushed for 506 yards and 4 touchdowns as a junior, 614 yards and 11 touchdowns as a senior. Goes to Oklahoma, back to Dillon Gabriel. Gabriel throws for 31, 68, 25, and 6 And now he's actually running the ball, 315 yards, 6 touchdowns. Then as a senior, or I guess not as a senior because he played the next year at Oregon, but 36-60 with 30 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 373 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns. So a lot of short yardage there. He was just sneaking it in, I guess. His 2 years at State, because of injuries and everything else, I just put team. I didn't put it all into Shapen. Obviously, Van Buren played a huge role in 2024. Mm-hmm. Last year, Kamario was starting by the end of the year. So we just went with that. 2024, 2,871 yards. So that's the low number. 19 touchdowns. That's also the low. 8 interceptions.
And that's with the true freshman
quarterback. Yeah. I mean,
honestly,
thrown into the mix.
He was impressive for his freshman.
What's funny is, but then he made a terrible decision to go to LSU. Yeah. He should have gone somewhere where he continued to play. And now he and Luke Kromenhawk are battling it out.
Crazy.
South Florida. Last year, quarterback team, and when I say team, I'm not counting. Kromenhawk said 73 yards passing. I put it in there, but what are we talking about? 3,062 yards, 20 touchdowns, 9 interceptions between Shapen and Kamario Taylor. Only 24 yards rushing in 2024 between the quarterback position.
Oh, yeah.
Because Van Buren, not a runner at all, which was crazy. He had some mobility, but he wasn't a runner.
Yeah.
Did score 7 touchdowns from the quarterback position. Last year, 486 yards, 11 touchdowns.
That makes more sense.
So here's the aggregate then. Here's the average. 3,300 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 342 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns. Now,
it's pretty good.
The passing, I mean, the range goes from 2,871 to 3,660. Not a huge gap, right, when you really think about it. So,
and the low number was with, like we said,
with a true freshman.
With Van Buren, most.
And also, I mean, but again, like, that's not really a huge outlier, the way that the 24 yards rushing skews this, right? If you take out that, I guess I could do it.
There we go, guys. Live math on Thunder and Lightning. We were admitting crimes last week. Now we're doing math. The world is healing.
I did crime again today, by the way.
You can't just say, I did crime.
I did crime. They were out
of... The police are going to be waiting.
They were out of regular lemons. So I had to get an organic lemon. Regular lemon's 85 cents. Organic lemon's $1.19. I went to self-checkout, and I rang it up as a regular lemon.
Wow. So. Lemon thief over here.
They out of lemons.
Lemon thief.
They had limes. They had oranges. Why no lemons? It's ridiculous. All right, so we'll leave in the 78, but we'll keep the 24 out. So 373, 486. Divide that by 6. And yeah, it picks up almost 50 yards a game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big number. So, what I would be willing to say is, from a passing standpoint, I feel like those numbers are, 3,300 yards, 20 years ago was a ridiculous, that was like, man, they threw the ball all over the field. It's not that big a deal now. It really isn't.
No.
So, if I can get 3,300, 25, and 8 out of Kamario, I feel pretty
good. That's a good year.
I feel really good.
Especially for his first year as a starter. As a whole starter.
Didn't go back and look, but almost all of these completion percentages are above 60, right?
Well, honestly, just look at the 2 years with Matt Corral. Look at the difference.
Yeah.
Year 1 to year 2.
Year 1 to year 2.
I mean, same thing with Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
I mean,
he did get better each year.
That year 2 is usually a big leap.
I think, though, 342 is low for Kamario.
He's going to shatter that.
I would say he probably gets closer to 600.
That's what I was going to think.
And then probably closer to double-digit touchdown. 12. If you're telling me right now I'm going to get 3,800 all-purpose yards and 37 to 38 touchdowns out of Kamario Taylor, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I get that plus improved defense, and we really are talking about an improved Mississippi State team, a team that's winning 7, possibly 8 games, and a team that's going to be in every game that they play. And again, this is just the average. That is what the quarterbacks that Jeff Lebby has coached have averaged. If Kamario Taylor reaches closer to the ceiling, and we're talking about 3,800 yards, and we're talking about 33 touchdowns, and we're talking about 700 yards rushing, and 15 touchdowns.
They're in a really good spot.
So, when we look at this from the perspective of, what are we going to predict Mississippi State to be? I mean, last year they were five and seven in the regular season with 3,062 passing yards. I'm going to give them another 300 to 400 passing yards in this scenario, right? I'm going to give them five more touchdowns passing. And, you know, they had 486 yards rushing. 460 of that is Camario. And I mean, think about how limited.
They had 20 yards outside of him
the whole year? Yeah, Chapin. Well, you got to remember that sacks count against.
Oh, true.
So let me.
Chapin wasn't running the ball crazy like that, though.
No, absolutely not.
Neither was Krovenhoek in the.
Correct. But nice so, yeah, let me. I am not a robot, CFP stats. Here we go. Chapin rushed for 28 yards last year. He was 111 carries for 28 yards.
How many times did he get sacked?
I don't know if they have that here.
I mean, you don't have to look it up.
Oh, I mean, now I'm going to look it up.
That's another thing that Camario could benefit from.
It's,
he's going to be a lot harder to sack than Chapin was.
For sure. Mississippi State was, out of 136 schools, Mississippi State was 133rd. They gave up 45 sacks. 45 sacks for 307 yards. So in reality, because I've always said, I've never understood why sack yardage goes against rushing yardage. It's a passing play.
Yeah.
Should go against passing yardage. But in reality, Chapin, if I could take, I don't know how many times Camario was sacked, but my guess is Chapin probably actually rushed for close to 200 yards.
But
yeah. The sack yardage hurts him.
I mean, some games he just got clobbered.
Yeah. So Kamari Taylor rushed 82 times for 458 yards. How many carries did let me see here. How many carries did Sports Reference? How many carries did Corral have as a junior? Corral carried the ball 152 times. So just using Kamari, we're going to do more math here. Using Camario's yards per carry, which was, where is he down here? Where'd you go, Camario? 5.6.
Wow.
So if I can get 5.6 yards per carry.
There's no way.
Times 150 carries. Now that's 840 yards rushing.
I don't know if he'll average 5.6.
That's what he averaged last year?
Yeah, but he wasn't starting until the last two games.
But when he ran the ball, he averaged 5.6 yards per carry. I mean, that's all you can say.
The last two games, he was
the last two games,
both over 100.
Based on what you're saying here. All right,
like he's definitely bound his that average yards per carry will go down just because he's so, playing more.
Against in the two games he started, he averaged 8.7 yards per carry against Ole Miss.
Never mind, I might as well.
He averaged 3.5 against. So it balanced out to about 5.6.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, just look at it. Like Southern Mississippi only had one carry for 3 yards.
Yeah,
that's all he had.
He also had a touchdown and get robbed week.
He did. He did get robbed. Three carries for 40 yards against Alcorn. Didn't run the ball very much in that one. 3 carries for 26 against Northern Illinois. 3 carries for 10 against Tennessee. That was the game where I was like, this game was kind of crying out for Camario Taylor a little bit, and they didn't play him. 5 for 13 against Florida. Again, same thing. Didn't play against Texas A&M. 1 carry for no yards. Again, the Texas game, I thought the same. I was like, they could run the ball with him. And then it starts to pick up. 6 for 55 against Arkansas. 12 for 53 against Georgia. That's 4.4 per carry. 3 touchdowns. Missouri, 10 for 22 when Missouri was just loading up the line and daring State to throw it. And then he has the big game against Ole Miss. And look, the Ole Miss game is kind of skewing this a little bit. That's the most carries he had in the game. It's the most yards he had in the game. It's the most yards per carry he had in the game. But that said, there's a reason it's an average. And the average was 5.6. If I give Camario Taylor 150 carries, never mind 5.6. Let's just knock it down to, you know, we'll knock a full yard off of it. And I go 4.6 times 150 carries. It's still 690 yards. So that's, again, I feel like
that's a pretty good average.
That's a very reasonable number.
That's a,
So if I told you right now, If I could look ahead to the end of the season, end of the regular season, Kamari Taylor has thrown for, let's say, 3,283 yards, 26 touchdowns. I'll give him a couple more picks. He's thrown 11 interceptions, yeah, right? Basically yeah. less than one per game.
Yeah.
And he rushed for 700 yards with 10 touchdowns. I'm pretty confident that's going to be good.
36 total touchdowns, 11 picks. What, 4,500 yards, basically?
Yeah, we're talking. Yeah, we're right at 4,000 yards.
It's, you have 700 yards. Oh, 32. I'm
32, 80.
Reading this upside down.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Last year, so this is right at 4,000 yards, right? First team all SEC quarterback last year was Pavia. 4,018 total yards. Who was it in 2024? It wasn't Dart, I don't think. It was Dart. Okay.
That was his crazy passing year, though.
Well, I'm sure it was, but, you know, what was here, I'll tell you. Dart, he threw for 4,200 yards.
Yeah.
How many yards did he rush for? Yeah, and so he had almost 4,800 yards of offense. That's an elite level, though. They won 11 games.
Yeah, they should have been in the playoff.
They should have been in the playoff.
They just smoked it too much.
Well, they won 10 games. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, they would have been in the playoff if
they didn't melt down at Florida.
No, I'm not even going to. I'm going to say if Ulysses Bentley had been their primary back.
Yeah, true. Wonder what happened to that, why he didn't play.
Gee, I know what I've read. I don't know if I can confirm or deny
this
anything. This is a non.
On air question.
We delve into the rumors every now and then, but not that one. But that's my point. Like, by and large, this is. I'm not saying he'd be first team all SEC with these numbers, but people would discuss it.
He'd definitely be in the second
he'd
or third team.
He's definitely going to be. If you're a second or third team all SEC quarterback, you should be a bowl team pretty easily, and you should be a team that nobody wants to play.
Yeah.
So there's some fairness in the idea that this team will take a step forward. If you just get a average year passing and a slightly above average year rushing, which you should, because I believe Kamari Taylor is a better rusher
than
Gabriel, Corral, and Chapin.
Definitely better than everyone on there.
I mean, Corral was a good running quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But Kamari Taylor is a far better athlete.
Yeah, I agree.
I wouldn't. This is what I would say, because if you're an Ole Miss fan and you're listening and you're just getting upset, and I know you are, I would not. Corral's a better quarterback than Kamari Taylor is at this time.
Well, yeah.
But as an athlete, Taylor is better.
Smokes him. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are fair expectations, in my opinion. Do you agree?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we did the math.
Yeah.
Thunder Lightning math. They got to work out. But
funny if it had.
No, I think the biggest thing with him will be taking a step as a passer. But the 4.5 yards rushing and the 10 touchdowns, 700 yards and double digit scores sounds about right. Passing, I think he'll definitely take a leap because he's now working with these guys for the second year in a row and first year as a starter. So, yeah, what is it? 32, 83, 25, and 11. That sounds about right. He'll make some mistakes early on. Yeah. He'll probably have a couple games.
Well, they play Alabama. They play LSU. He'll have a game where he throws a couple of picks.
Yeah.
And that's fine. He's
a young player still.
It's fine.
But
putting these numbers on paper has given me a little more hope about what we could see from Mississippi State this season.
Yeah.
Because, again,
defense is going to be better.
I make that assumption. I make the assumption that the defense is going to be better.
I mean, Brian.
Well,
last 2 years they were.
That's all it is, though. I can't prove it in June.
Okay. Right? I went to spring practices this year.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Arnett
mm-hmm.
is nuts.
He's a real coach. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, hearing him talk, I'm like.
I'm going to tell you something about Arnett is, as a fan of professional wrestling, there's some professional wrestling to Zach Arnett. Like, away from the field, he's still a very intense guy.
I'm sure he doesn't burn off. But
he'll crack jokes with you, and he's a nice enough guy. But Zach Arnett, the football player, the football coach, and it's Zach Arnett, the defensive coordinator. Zach Arnett, the head coach, was not in the right place. So again, I make that assumption. The other assumption I have to make is the offensive line. And that's the one I'm not too sure about. But again,
it's the biggest question mark on the team.
Again, I mean, What's the low end here? So if he throws for 3,000 yards, 20 touchdowns, 10 picks, rushes for 500 yards, 8 touchdowns, it's still not terrible.
He'll go for more than eight, but I
I think
understand.
so too. Well, I just think the like in the red zone between he and Fluff, it's gonna be real tough to keep.
True.
I will say this: when State, I don't know what did State, what was State's red zone percentage last year?
Think they were not too bad.
So last year in the red zone, Mississippi State, you're not correct. They
They
were
were
they.
bad.
I haven't found them yet. Hold on,
Well, how are you saying I'm wrong?
because they weren't near the top. They were 43rd. So
In
they
the
were,
country?
yeah, they're that's
I
top
mean, that's
half,
not bad.
but it's not bad. It's not
What
great.
was their percentage? Is it only touchdowns I assume you're looking at?
So I think this is touchdowns and field goals. It's just scoring in the red zone. They were
Oh.
86.96%. I think between having Camario out there probably is worth getting into the 90s.
That'll raise it.
So getting 90 would have been, if you were right at 90, that's what Alabama was. They were 24th. If you're a top 25 red zone scoring team, I mean, for the most part, these teams were pretty good last year. Number one team was Oklahoma. They were 96.88. So if they got inside the 20, they were scoring.
Yeah.
If you can get to that point, you're doing great. I mean, by the same token, Florida was in that group and they were terrible last year.
Wow.
My guess is that's probably more a function of they didn't get in the red zone very often. When they did, they scored, but by and large, they did not. Big jump for Oklahoma, by the way. From last year, they were 96.88. The year before that, they were 75.6, which would have been good for.
What's even weirder is that they didn't have Mateer for a month or so.
Well, I mean, they were just running the football, and that's the key to being good in the red zone. So if you're a person out there right now who's thinking, I'm not too sure about Mississippi State this year. I don't know what if my numbers are if they hit these numbers, State's going to be pretty good. Again, do I think they're going to be a college football playoff team? No. Do I think they're going to be on the periphery of that? No. But can they be on the periphery of 8 wins with numbers like that at the quarterback position? Yeah, they
Two
absolutely can.
seasons removed from 2-10. If they get to 8 wins, that is a major
If
improvement.
they get to 8 wins, then we're off and running with Jeff Lebby. You feel good about where you are. We shall see. But I just putting those numbers on paper and doing the math gives me a little extra confidence in what
Little brain exercise.
I need them. God knows I need
Well,
it.
you do like six when you wake up,
I
apparently.
did. I did. I missed badly. What was the, hold on. What was the Geo Sports question I missed today? There was one where I was like way off. I forget what it was. Oh, it was I missed where. So it was asked. It asked where the Rumble in the Jungle was, and Zaire's a big country.
I mean, you didn't even give me a chance
You
at
don't
that.
know what the Rumble in the Jungle is?
No, you already marked it
I
down.
did, yeah, because you did. You when I said it and you made that face, I knew you didn't know what it was.
What? Inform me.
Ali versus Foreman.
That's what it was called?
Yeah,
The Rumble in the Jungle?
everybody knows that. One of the greatest heavyweight fights of all time.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
I just didn't know. I
it's
guess
on the
it's
list now. Don't worry.
over with, man.
Yeah.
Band-Aid's on.
Yeah,
Don't
that's
you
right.
dare click that pen again. There's nothing else to write down.
Just like clicking the pen. It's become a tick. Anyway, I didn't know where the Rumble in the Jungle, I didn't know where Kinshasa Zaire was. So big country, Zaire. So now known as the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Got it.
So I knew that from the Worldle.
Yeah,
So
of course.
there you go. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. Let's move into our SEC preview. I did my picks on the back of my schedule here. Did all that math on the back of the schedule. It's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the heart of the Cotton District and the Older Brother. I haven't brought up the Older Brother in a while, but that's probably the next stop on the Hey Dad restaurant tour. I've hit Two Brothers recently. I haven't been to the Older Brother in a while, so I need to get over there and grab myself a fancy sandwich. Great place to grab lunch in the Cotton District. Fantastic people there. Awesome service. But the food is the reason you go, and the food is the reason you come back because it is top notch. The best. If you like a burger and fries, there is not a better, I'm saying it, there's not a better burger and fries in Starkville than the one at Two Brothers. I mean, the older
Older
brother. The
brother.
older brother. Yes. It is top notch. So go grab one today. Enjoy a great lunch at the Older Brother and at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
50.
Hey, let's That was Robbie's thing. He's no longer with us,
He's
but
no longer with us.
let's not do that. If you're looking for great technology for your business, if you need a new copy or a new printer, new laptops, new computers, call our friends at Advantage Business Systems. And if you need service, same people, same number. You know them. They know you. You have that relationship. They're in Mississippi. You're in Mississippi. They can fix your problems a lot of times the exact same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Father's Day, I mean, we're coming up on it here now. So if you're not in the Golden Triangle, I don't know if they can ship it to you.
We're in the red zone.
We are, and 100%. I want 100% on Father's Day. All right, there's no reason for that. So if you're in the Golden Triangle and you still haven't gotten a gift for Dad, go see our friends over at Maroon & Co. Get him a great new Mississippi State polo, a new hat, maybe a rope hat, depends on how old he is, I guess. Whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it at Maroon & Co. Use the promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next Mississippi State game, which is getting closer every day, make sure you go to Maroon & Co.
I can't wait for college football.
Oh, it's
the best season of the year.
It's the best. It's the best time of the year.
Last year might have been the best season, too.
Of college? Oh, what? Yeah, I mean, for you, yeah.
They just didn't lose.
They didn't lose. I watched the games, yeah.
I'll tell a quick story before we keep going. But okay, sure. I remember Georgia was just beating the crap out of Mississippi State. And the last – I already had all my highlights and stuff filmed. We're waiting for the press conference. And I'm watching the Omar Cooper catch on my phone, Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I go in the press – I think you were there for that. And I was – I literally – I think I just said, like, go Hoosiers.
I would not have been in the presser, but yeah.
You don't go there.
No, I did the post game.
Oh, you see it there. Yeah. Yeah. I went in there and I was like, I know everyone saw that, guys. Go Hoosiers. We're still undefeated. But I remember watching that game. Oof. Yeah. It was a good season. I can't wait for it to come back.
Well, there you go. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. They have what Dad wants for less. First off, the fact that it's for less, already attractive to Dad. But secondly, and far more importantly, what does Dad like to do around the house? Scruggs has something for him. If he's a repairman, he likes to do the home improvement projects, they have an incredible selection of power tools and just regular tools for you to choose from. If Dad is an outdoorsman, they have a great selection of hunting rifles, shotguns, bows, fishing poles, rods, reels, everything. Dad's a grillman. They've got a great selection of grills to choose from. Charcoal, propane, pellet grills, they've got it all. If Dad likes to keep his lawn looking sharp, though, that's where you really shine at Scruggs with the John Deere mowers. Get Dad a brand-new John Deere zero-turn mower. Great financing available right now. Dad will be happy with the financing. He'll be like, that's a great deal. I raised you right. Go see my friends at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. In Saltillo, they have what you want for less. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber is the name to know. If you are already a landowner in this state and you're just trying to manage your land, manage your resources, give my friends at Good Hope Land and Timber a call right now. They can help you do exactly that. Make sure your land is being managed sustainably, yet making the money that you want to make. Experts in their field, you can make them experts in your field with a quick phone call. And if you're trying to buy or sell land, make that phone call as well. Be it a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly make that happen for you. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. The Georgia Bulldogs. Back-to-back SEC championships, back-to-back early exits in the playoffs. 0-2 in the college football playoffs since the move to 12 teams. Have not won a playoff game since they won the national title in 2022, obviously. They weren't in the 2023 playoff because they lost the SEC championship game to Alabama. And then these last 2 years, losing to Notre Dame, and then, of course, losing to Ole Miss last year. So what to make of Georgia? Gunnar Stockton back. We know they still recruit well. Kirby Smart, still one of the best coaches in the country. And we'll be honest with you, in my opinion, this is not the most challenging schedule.
I was just about to say that. Their hardest games are, a lot of them are at home.
They really are.
There's two on the road.
Well, you know what's fun? No, I would disagree. I think their two hardest games are on the road.
Yeah, but we'll get into it.
All right. I'm going to go quick because I don't, you know, Tennessee State is obviously a win. Western Kentucky, obviously a win. At Arkansas, again, obviously a win. That's the game where Juracek is like, we're going to play in the morning and we play the night before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They are mad about that.
Whining and crying like a baby. Big baby. Then they host Oklahoma. It's So I guess that's the first visit
That's
of the.
gotta be the, I was gonna say, that might be their first visit
Gotta be.
ever to
Gotta be.
Sanford.
By the way, I want to point out, still no, still have not been to Texas A&M. A&M's been in the conference since
Yeah, that's
2012.
unbelievable.
Have you seen the memes going around like
Yeah.
Lionel Messi came to Kyle Field before
Yeah.
Georgia did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
4-0. 4-0. Vanderbilt at home,
Yeah.
5-0. Still with me. At Alabama, I will say this. They have a Georgia has been owned by Alabama the last like 5 years. They did beat them that in the national title game in 2021. Other than that,
They also beat them in the SC Championship last year.
is that right? They beat
Yeah.
Alabama?
Alabama beat them in the regular season. They beat them in the postseason. Or, well,
Did they? I forgot.
SC Championship.
Forgot Alabama was in that game. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
But besides
But
that, yes,
that said, like Alabama's had the upper
one-sided
hand.
thing. Yeah.
This is at Alabama, but I'm going with Georgia.
I do too.
All right.
Was it six now?
6-0. Deep South's oldest rivalry. They'll play the Auburn Tigers. I got that as a win.
Yep.
Week off. Outdoor, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. That's a win for the Georgia Bulldogs.
That'll be, yeah.
All right. At Ole Miss, a little revenge for 2022, 2023, 2023.
Four.
Four.
Well, and last year. A
You
few
know
of
what?
those
They
get spicy.
got Ole Miss marked on the schedule.
Yeah, definitely.
I got a win. I got a win for the Georgia Bulldogs.
I have them taking a loss.
Really? Okay.
Do.
That's surprising.
I wouldn't say so.
Why would you not say so? I mean,
They
this is
beat them the last two times they played.
they have, but on. All right, we'll see where it goes.
I
It's
just making my sheet,
June
man.
15th. You got time to make a change. Missouri is a win.
Yep.
At South Carolina is a win.
Yep.
And then I will give Georgia this. They have maybe the three best rivalry names. And they have the Deep South's oldest rivalry. They have the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. And then they have clean old-fashioned hate with Georgia Tech.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Clean Old Fashioned Hate is a great name.
So 12-0, 11-1.
Yeah, I've got him 11-1.
That's probably good enough to win the SEC, go back to the SEC championship game,
Yeah,
and
they'll be
probably
in the play.
and obviously good enough to be in
They'll
the
either
playoffs.
host a playoff game or they'll go to bye.
Well, if you with the 11-1,
Probably getting a
if
bye.
you win the SEC championship game,
You're getting, yeah,
you're
you'll
gonna get a
get top
bye.
four, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, there we go. Not a whole lot of debate here. Like I would
The
debate
only games
I
are
would
like
debate you on the Ole Miss game, but it's June 15th, and that game's in November 7th. Long way to go. I'll debate you on the week of November 7th. How about that?
I mean, we're also picking before these guys even touch the
That's
field.
right.
I mean, a lot
We
could
got a long
happen
way to go.
here. Yeah.
All right, next week, a team that I think is interesting. I want to see how much they're improved. That's the Kentucky Wildcats. I like what Will Stein's doing up there. It looks like he's building the right kind of way. Oh, that's for another day. All right. Tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. Get those questions in. We'll be happy to answer them. And we also, later this week, our first opponent preview of 2026. We're going to talk, speaking of Ole Miss, we'll talk about the Rebels. We'll get Michael Borky on here to give us some propaganda
To talk about.
about the Ole Miss Rebels. Tell us how great they are. Can't wait.
It's funny because I going into training camp last year, I didn't know how I honestly all the beat writers, well, the beat writers I was talking to, we didn't know if the team was gonna be any good,
So
and they ended up being
last year
really
with Ole
good.
Miss, I really bought into the Austin Simmons hype. I was like, this kid has got the talent. I talked to a couple of people outside of the Ole Miss bubble, which I feel like it's important to do sometimes when you're doing this
Yeah.
stuff. And they were all like, elite talent. He's going to be great. And so I was like, I didn't think they'd make the playoffs, but I thought they'd be like a 9-win team. And then when he got hurt, I was like, oh, they're in trouble. And then it turned out Trinity Chambliss was ridiculous. We'll see. We'll talk more about Ole Miss later this week. We'll do that. All right. Get your rumblings, questions into us. We'll be happy to answer them. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Carla Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk. I saw that. Don't be stealing my gimmicks. You keep your hands where I am. Yeah. Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.